This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
I know, Danny, you're jumping in to get ready for Emo Night tonight at Numo's. I need to save my jumping and my energy level because I'm wrestling tonight in the main event for the SOS Tag Team Championship at Edison Square in Tacoma, brother.
You guys are busy tonight.
Yeah, we're both going to be champions by the end of the night.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Joe from Seattle. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? And also, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
I was not. Usually I am, but I was too busy running around yesterday.
All right. Let's see how this goes. Joe, what is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Correct. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
Red.
Yes. The bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
Chipmunk.
No.
Chupacabra.
No.
Chihuahua.
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi? Oh
my God. 1.
Correct. What is the 6th sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
No.
Aries.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66?
Yes. Who directed Schindler's List?
Oh, pass.
Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
Hilton?
No.
Sheraton?
No.
Pass.
If a liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
50.
Yes. In which country would you find Stonehenge?
England.
Yes. All right, Joe. You got 6 correct.
Not bad. Not bad for Friday.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Why do you feel about it, Taryn? You think he's going to do good?
You know, I think that this is going to be a very close one. I think that both of them could benefit from the cheat sheet, but we know that Steve didn't listen either.
I did not.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Yes. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
I'm going to say blue.
No.
Green.
No.
Black.
No.
Damn
it. Bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
An otter.
No.
A whale?
No.
I don't know. A dolphin?
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi?
3.15.
No.
3.24?
No.
3.69?
No. What is the sixth sign of the zodiac?
Cancer.
No.
Aquarius.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66?
That is correct. Who directed Schindler's List?
Mr. Schindler.
No.
I don't know. Steven Spielberg.
You do know. Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
I'm going to go Holiday Inn.
That's correct. If liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
100.
No.
A lot.
No.
99.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Steve, you got 4 correct, which is a loss.
Oh,
6-4. Congratulations, Joe.
Yes, 2-1.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. The original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers leader was the Red Power Ranger.
I should have just guessed Red.
Neither of you knew.
I mean, like Paw Patrol. Marshall's kind of like the leader.
Right.
Makes sense.
Neither of you knew that the national mammal of the United States is the American bison.
Duh.
Joe did know that after 3.14, the next number in pi is 1.
Oh.
And
well, that makes no sense.
If liquor is 100 proof, it's 50% alcohol. And then one you didn't get to that Joe got correct. In which country is Stonehenge located?
England.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have helped me win, but okay.
The pie thing got me too, because I thought you meant like this. I thought you were going with Steve, like 3.15, but she meant the next number in pi after like 3.1415.
Oh, I would have got that.
Of course. Steve loves pie.
I totally can name all the numbers. I thought it was like, what's the next? Never mind. Exactly what Danny thought is what I thought. Doesn't help me.
You know what? We're going to play another game at 8:50.
All right.
Regroup.
I'm going to take a nap.
The Daily Migs Show.
A recent survey was conducted, and it asked people what song they would want to hear in their final moments, you know.
Okay, so this isn't music that's getting played when you're already dead.
It's like music for the end of your life.
You're like 1 foot out the door.
Yes, exactly.
Deuces, everybody.
Final moments, what would your swan song be? So this survey revealed the top 5. Here is number 1.
When there was doubt.
Yes. And spit it out!
Oh, boy.
Come on!
Is this like Dean Martin or something?
Close enough. Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Am I the only one that feels this?
I mean, if I'm going to listen to one final song before I go, it's not that.
Really?
No.
I've never liked this song.
All right, fine. How about this version of My Way? I think maybe we could all agree that this is maybe the right one. Would you listen to this?
Yeah, sure.
It's my way.
My way on the highway.
And then spit it out.
I would choose Limp Bizkit all day.
I would too. But come on, Frank Sinatra, that's such an iconic song.
It certainly is.
It always gets me choked up whenever if someone has like a montage of maybe a player retiring in like a sport and then they play that. I get all choked up on that crap.
Here is number 2 on the list of the most requested end of life songs.
Now, why?
I'd like to get choked up and not hear that song.
I don't understand why this would be an end of the life song.
Well, for your significant other. I'm leaving, but I will always love you, Danny.
Okay. Was this like the end of Ghost or something?
No, Bodyguard.
The best-selling soundtrack of all time, by the way. And did you know that this song hit number 1 3 times already? Number 1 when Dolly did it.
It's originally done by Dolly Parton.
Number 1 when Whitney did it, and then number 1 after Whitney passed.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the generation gap, though. Even though I hate the music of Whitney Houston, I don't care about that song. That song does have some kind of a meaning because of the movie.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to hear it. So this is the Dolly Parton version.
No.
Sarah hates Dolly so much.
Oh, let's keep playing it, then.
Yeah.
Dolly is my girl.
You can have her.
All right, fine.
Number 3 on the list of the most requested end-of-life songs.
You're simply the best.
I better be playing Beat Migs if this happens. This is kind of... This is for the true narcissist. I'm out, but I'm still the best, bitches.
Oh, man, this is such a great music video, too.
Number 4 on the list of the most requested end-of-life songs.
All right, I'm good with that one. Right. We don't need to hear that. Do we need to hear the Wizard of Oz song?
No.
I think, unless it's Kermit the Frog singing it, I don't want to hear it. And even, I don't want to hear it that way. Unless Patrick Mahomes sings it after losing a game for a change.
And rounding out the top 5 most requested end-of-life songs.
Oh, yeah, Danny and I want to hear this.
All day.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
During a recent CBS college basketball game, Ian Eagle was jokingly teasing Bill Rafferty for doing something that only old people do.
Championship games update on all the teams that have already punched their ticket to the big dance that's coming up on AT&T at the half. We may have to change the nomenclature because nobody punches a ticket anymore.
That's a good point, actually. I never thought about the fact that like some of these sayings that we say just don't make any sense to somebody who was born after like 1980.
Super outdated.
Just scan a QR code.
Well, for some people, the older people still do it the old way.
You're the only person in America still printing your boarding pass.
I mean, my husband, he loves a printed boarding pass. He really does.
I'll be honest. It took me a while. Even when I had it on my phone, I would still be the guy like, let's print it just in case. Because all of a sudden, it's just going to be like a massive cell phone outage. Right? At the very moment, I'm about to scan my ticket because then they wouldn't be able to figure that out. But
and then they just send you home.
Finally, I stopped doing it. I'm like, I don't need no ticket. I got my phone. And then all of a sudden, we started traveling with our daughter, who wants the ticket.
Of course.
So now,
like the tangible item. Yeah, kids love that.
She's an old soul. She likes to walk around with her little boarding ticket in her hand. And I don't mind because like 9 times out of 10, she drops it and loses it.
But oh, yes.
It's on the phone. Who cares?
What old person thing do you tend to do?
Ooh.
Or outdated thing?
You know, I still refer to things like as like albums and like even if I'm talking about streaming stuff, I think it's just like my choice of words.
Sure.
Same with like even like if I'm like about to record something on my cell phone video, I'm like, film this for me. And I'm like, there's absolutely no film in my phone. And that makes no sense to somebody that's probably in like their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I know a lot of people get annoyed when people are like this. I prefer to just pick up the phone and call rather than text. Are you the same?
Oh, I prefer to call somebody, not warn them that I'm about to call them, yeah, or ask if it's okay to call. And that seems to be such a no-no these days.
Right? But I prefer that. And like when somebody sends me a text message and it's asking 4 or 5 questions, I'm like, I don't even... I'm overwhelmed thinking about texting you back. I'll just pick up the phone and call you.
Do you find it, though, when you call that person back, they sound surprised? Like, how dare you call? I'm like, well, you just asked me so many questions that my thumbs don't have the energy to do.
That's it. It's like thumb fatigue. I just can't do it. Danny, do you do any old man stuff?
I like clocks. Like old clocks that I have to set, you know. It's like I know I have my Apple Watch, I have my phone, but our battery went out in our kitchen clock one day,
okay,
and it threw me off. Because I check it a lot more than I thought I did, and I was like, man, who uses clocks anymore like this?
I even also think, like, to go back to what this guy was talking about, just the terms and the phrases we use. I don't think anybody even says anymore like a quarter to, half past, like. The phrases that we used to use, like when you're like, what time is it? You're like, oh, you know, it's 6:45. And so I was like, well, what the F does that mean nowadays?
The kids don't know.
Right. Like, and it used to be you would just round up to whatever the nearest quarter was. Like, it was never, oh, it's 6:43 right now. It'd be like, oh, no, it's 6:45.
Well, what about the rockaholics? What is that old person thing that you do? Maybe something a little outdated that you still participate in.
I got another suggestion.
What?
Going to bed early on the weekends.
I love that.
It used to be like, I ain't going to bed till 4 a.m. Now it's like 9:30. I'm like, it's time to shut it down.
206-803-ROCK. What old person thing do you do?
The Daily Migs Show.
What are some of those old person things that you do? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Stanwood, what kind of TV shows do you watch?
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good old episode of Cops.
That was like peak reality
some
TV.
Judy. You know, any of the court shows, sign me up. My wife says I'm the oldest person ever for watching that stuff.
Chris, one time I went to New York, and I went to a taping of the People's Court, and it just felt so good for the soul because I grew up watching this, and now I'm in the room while it's going on.
Right, and you were saying it's all like duct taped together and stuff. Like, dude, that is classic, dude. That's awesome.
It was a dump. I'm pretty sure that I was the only person that maybe had a job at the time that was in the audience. And then they handed out these little bite-sized Halloween candies and chocolates as a snack. And granted, we were there for like 6 hours. I feel like they should have given us something a little bit more. And man, right? It was like vultures for that chocolate. Like everybody was just swarming for it.
The people's chocolate.
I was just like, guys, calm down. Like, we could get these for like 50 cents at the store.
Chris, I have a cops question for you. Is it something where you can stream it with a streaming service now?
Oh, yeah. It's on Hulu, for sure.
All right. Good to know.
And are your favorite episodes the ones that happen in Lakewood?
Well, dude, you don't go through Lakewood unless you're trying to be on the episode of Cops.
Dude, I had a buddy who was a cop for the Lakewood Police Department, and he said that the producer of Cops, who's like loaded, of course, would fly those guys out for like a giant party every year.
What?
Like, it was like his thank you for providing so much content. I mean, other police agencies probably across the country got invited as well, but the Lakewood cops got the invite.
Top tier.
Because they provided so much, I mean, quote unquote, great content for cops.
The most amazing entertainment. What an era. 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you do? Chris from Seattle, what is the hand motion that you think is a little outdated?
It's the rolling down of the windows.
Yes.
You know, though, in all fairness, when I had my Jeep Wrangler, because everything, they could take the doors off, so it wasn't a lot of electric stuff. So my windows were roll-down windows, and it was a relatively new Jeep Wrangler. And people thought that was so strange when they got in my car.
So old school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then the other one, my kids give me grief. It's audiobooks. I still call them books on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Books on tape.
They look at me cross-eyed every time.
So they're like, Dad, what is tape? 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you still do?
I don't know. This one hurts my soul, but they're not wrong. I listen to radio morning shows. Ha ha.
Yeah.
That is an
old school, baby.
Yeah, the youngins are listening to podcasts.
Boring.
I remember when we went to the Consumer Electronics Show, and we were like going around talking to people, and they're like, well, what do you guys do? I'm like, oh, we do a morning radio show. And the person looked like, well, what is that almost? I mean, it was like one of those looks like, what? And I'm like, it's like a podcast, but it's live. Oh, that's cool.
It's on the radio, you see?
Like, Oh, I had to make it cool for this like 20-something by saying it's a podcast, but it's live and it's you can listen to it in your car and you don't even need internet. It's crazy.
Like, whoa. You know, another one of the emotions, though, I was thinking of is the fact that if you and I were to, say, make a call, mm-hmm. we'd put, you know, kind of like the
hang loose
up to your yep. dome. But the kids, they don't do that now. They do.
No.
They are like holding a smartphone is the way that they do
it. I just stare at the palm of their hand.
Say, they don't make calls.
Right. There's a lot of like hand gestures, like you were saying, like you're just talking about. Like, I remember the other day, somebody was churning and they were making a left and they put their arm out. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's right. At some point in our lives, we were told, like, you know, you had to do the hand signal
yeah.
for making a right. You had that, like, your hand, like, extended up. And I'm like, nobody does that anymore.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Somebody just texted and said, I'm a 32-year-old man. I do embroidery in my free time.
Oh, I love that. Can you embroider us a Daily Migs pillow?
A pillow? I was thinking like a bomber jacket.
Or a bomber jacket.
Someone said when we record something on the DVR, I still say taped it.
Taped it, yep.
Another text said, I bought an old man-looking recliner.
Oh, I do love a recliner.
Oh, like the Lazy Boys.
Hasn't Danny been shopping for those lately?
I know, and I've never wanted to visit him at his house, but if he gets a Lazy Boy, I will want to visit him at his house.
Yeah, we're going to camp out on that Lazy Boy.
Danny, have you gotten your Lazy Boy yet?
No, it's still in process. We're not doing the recliner, though. Do they have, like, whole couches? It was like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah.
I love Lazy Boy.
Oh, it's the best.
The best is when you call it an easy chair, though. I'm going to sit down in my easy chair.
Another great text that said, I wear sensible shoes. 99% of the time.
Same.
One of my buddies said something, and now I notice it. He says, you know when you realize you've given up on trying to be young and hip? You start wearing those Hoka shoes. And then it was just like, he's like, don't get me wrong. They're really freaking comfortable.
They got good arch support.
See, and I'll wear Vans all day. But the problem is I have to have the orthopedic in them to make sure that my back doesn't hurt by the end of the time.
So you got like the flat skater shoes, but inside there's actually a little bit of an arch.
A lot of an arch, Steve.
And any podiatrist, Danny, would tell you that you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Oh, old people.
I still shake hands with people. That seems to be kind of a lost art with the youngins.
Honestly, we've been trying to teach Barrett how to shake hands because they have to do it during sparring when they're doing martial arts, and he's terrible at shaking hands. It's like the dead fish thing. I'm like, buddy, you gotta like make it firm handshake there,
bro. You gotta go in with a good grip,
right? He looks pathetic out there shaking hands. So yeah, it's a lost art.
That's bad parenting, if you ask me.
The Daily Migs Show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.